Today, we're talking about IRS bank levies. As you know, the IRS can take money out of your bank account. I covered the whole process in my video that you can see down here. Can the IRS take money out of your bank account? IRS bank levies explained. But the gist of it is the IRS sends a notice to your bank saying, hey, your customer so-and-so owes us money. And when the bank gets that, they have to freeze the funds for 21 days if it's an IRS notice. States have different freeze periods. Here in California, the FTB freeze period is 10 days. It's only 10 days. With an IRS bank levy, there's a 21-day freeze period. In that period, you need a fight to save your funds, okay? I talk more about that in the video you can see down there. You'll have to search for it in YouTube to find it. But today's question comes from Daniel, who has a specific question about IRS bank levies. He asks, about 10 years ago, the IRS took my money from my bank account. Since then, I don't have any bank account. How long do they go with that levy? So I'm going to answer just what Daniel asked here, and then I'm going to share some more thoughts later about the situation here, as much as I can gather about the situation from the one sentence question. So Daniel, how an IRS bank levy works, like I said, is the IRS sends this notice basically to your bank, right, telling your bank to give them the money in your account. Okay, you do get a copy of it. Form 85-519 that you can see here on the screen. This is a copy sent to one of our clients who owes the IRS over $300,000. And then here's a whole 21-day thing. But how bank levies work, Daniel, is bank levies are they're one-time levies. Okay, it's not a continuous levy like a wage garnishment, right? Where once the IRS serves a levy notice to the employer has to keep taking money out of the taxpayer's accounts while the debt is paid, right? Bank levies are not like that. Bank levies are one time. The only funds up to grab for that particular levy are the funds that were in the account when the levy was served to the bank. So I guess what I'm saying, Daniel, is this your specific question, how long do they go with that levy? That bank levy that you faced 10 years ago is a one-time thing, right? It was a single, that's how bank levies work. It's a single levy issued at one. If they can levy the bank account again, okay, but they have to issue a new levy to the bank account with a new 21-day freeze period, okay? It's not a continuous levy like a wage levy is, or like a, you know, or other kinds of levies on income sources. So let me put that out there, Daniel. Though I think what you're actually asking here, Daniel, is maybe how long is the IRS going to be looking for that money in general, right? I think you're asking, like, hey, if you go out and open a new bank account now, is that up for grabs from the IRS, right? Or if you get a W-2 job, can the IRS garnish those wages? And I'll say, Daniel, look, yes, they can if this tax debt, in fact, still exists. You said this was from 10 years ago, Daniel. As you probably know from some of my other videos, the IRS only has 10 years to collect a tax debt after that tax debt is assessed. That 10-year period can be extended for certain tolling events, okay? But if you haven't incurred any tax debt since this tax debt from 10 years ago, Daniel, that tax debt might have dropped off, right? Because just thinking of a rough timeline here, if the IRS levied your bank account 10 years ago, that probably means that, you probably had filed that tax return at least a year in advance of that levy, right? So right now it's 2024. Let's say that the bank account was levied in 2014, right? Probably the latest tax return that could have been for is maybe the 2012 tax year for taxes filed in 2013, right? So, if it was for the 2012 tax year for taxes filed in 2013 and assessed in 2013, well, the 10-year time limit would have dropped off in 2023. Right. Of course, we're assuming no tolling events. Okay. And of course, that's just a big assumption I'm making here. I don't know what tax year this is for, Daniel. All I know is, the question that you asked. So what I would do if I were you, Daniel, is I would try to find out if that tax debt still exists. Right. Do you still have a balance with the IRS or has that tax debt dropped off? Easy way to do that is to set up an account at IRS.gov. If you haven't set one up yet, they have the new, what's it called, ID.me thing where you kind of have to take a picture of your face with a, and then show a picture of driver's license. It's kind of a thing, but people are figuring it out. But if you go on there, you don't see any balance with the IRS, you don't have to worry about the IRS coming in again and you know, levying your bank account, assuming that you know, get a bank account again. Of course, if you incur new tax debt, right, going forward, that could become an issue again. But as far as this old tax debt, Daniel, it might have dropped off. So that's what I would do. You could also call the IRS if you can get through and ask them, you know, what are your balances? How much do I owe you guys? If they say zero, well, then that tax debt's dropped off, right? If they say a number other than zero, well, you know that there still exists some tax debt on the IRS's books. And if it's for that previous year that they've already, you know, served you CDP rights for and was able to take levy action against you in the past, you know, they could theoretically do that again. So anyway, Daniel, I hope I answered your question here. If you have any follow-up questions, please leave it in the comments below, and I'll do my best to answer them. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. If you're facing IRS levy action right now, or even threat of IRS levy action, like on a CP 504 or some other IRS notice, please reach out to us for a free consultation. Give us a call, 866-8000-TAX, or visit us at choicetaxrelief.com. Fill out the form, and we will reach out to you. All right, everybody, thanks so much for watching. Some other videos here on the left-hand side of the screen. I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.